You're listening to KHBT 977 The Bolt, and it is time now once again for Your Care, Our Mission, brought to you by KHBT and Humboldt County Memorial Hospital. And this morning, I am joined by Michelle Hankins, and Michelle is a licensed mental health therapist. Michelle, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. I know you and I have spoken a few times before, but I don't think I've really discussed your new role at the hospital. So why don't you tell me a little bit about what exactly you're doing now?
Approximately a year and a half ago, I transitioned from my previous role at the hospital into a licensed mental health care through HCMH. And for about the past year and a half, I've been providing individual therapy services, couple therapy services, and most recently, telehealth services to patients. That's better than having to come out and do a face-to-face session.
So tell me a little bit about how that telehealth works.
A patient calls, set up their evaluation appointment. Then we identify if they would prefer to have face-to-face or if they would prefer to have telehealth. And if they choose to do a telehealth session, we do it through a HIPAA secure website that I will email the patient the link to that. And then they just click into that website and they end up in a virtual waiting room. It's been pretty beneficial for people who live at a distance or have a transportation issue. It helps too with when kids were out of school due to COVID, we were able to meet more often. It's just a nice addition to be able to provide services that way to patients so that we're not running into barriers.
Yeah, absolutely. I know you mentioned school getting shut down and stuff like that. I would imagine that you're probably seeing a few more people maybe during COVID and all this, just because, I mean, I think it's affecting, you're the expert, not me, but I would assume it's probably affecting people's mental health a little bit, right?
Yes. COVID has been a very difficult transition for people, which obviously any pandemic is going to be. And I've seen just kind of a roller coaster of emotions from people being very fearful with high levels of anxiety for their self or their loved ones, having some angers and frustrations with freedoms being taken away. And so I think for many people, they just kind of go back and forth, as well as financial stressors that this has put on a lot of people. Having children home and trying to learn virtually has been difficult, not only for parents, but for kids as well. And we've also seen a little bit of rise with anger management with people that, again, they're home, some are quarantined, some are choosing to stay home, and they're not being able to have that release to let some of those emotions out. And so it is causing some higher levels of stressors among family members as well. Being able to really work through those levels of anxiety and just be able to identify some of the triggers to increase anxiety, as well as how do I deal with this? And so a lot of times for people will really identify what rises their levels of anxiety, as well as their responses to each one of those situations. And so what I've seen with people is they have a lot harder time with their sleep, with their diet and exercise, but mainly with their thought process. Therapy types that I specialize in really look at thought processes. We do a lot of tracking. We do a lot of deeper dives into some of the things that are going on that are causing their increased levels of mental health. And then we come up with kind of some goal setting as what are we going to work on? How are we going to get there? What does this outcome look like? And as I tell every patient I work with, this is a journey. And I'm here to offer them guidance and assistance along the way and give them as much tools and skills as I can. But they get to put this all to work outside of therapy every single day. And so it really is an investment. I'm invested in their mental health and they're invested in their mental health to try to get the best outcome that we can together.
I like that. I like the way you put that. So if somebody wanted to make an appointment with you to utilize your telehealth services, what would be the best way they could go about doing that?
So people can reach out to me just by calling out to the hospital, or they can call my direct line, which is 332-7672. We do have it listed on our hospital website as well. They can email me. They can reach out any way they need to. They do not need a physician referral for mental health.
Sounds good. Well, Michelle, I thank you so much for chatting with me this morning.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.